The Mint Time Machine by Jill Webb. Stand a bit further back, Ev, I can still smell that.
But they don't do any others.
When I said I'd save you a seat in lounge for the craft display, Ev, I didn't mean you and your extra strong mint. You know I can't stand the smell of mints.
Morning, Edie. Nice to see you too. And I'm not sucking a mint. I wouldn't dare.
Well, what is it then? You stink a mint.
Do I? Well, the only thing I can think of is me spray.
What spray? One to clear a large space round you? Anti-Covid?
Don't be dramatic, Edie. It's me spray for the pain I get in me hip. And I'm sorry if it offends your nose, but you're lucky you don't have a hip like mine.
But isn't there one in lavender or summat? You remind me of me Aunt Dotty. She were always sucking mints. You could smell her coming before she got in the door. I used to dread her visiting me mother or me being taken to her house. She used to insist on giving me a squishing big minty hug and I'd have to hold me breath till she let go. Then I'd be bored stiff all morning while she and me mother talked about neighbours and I were left with a spiky cat that had fish breath. And then...
It's funny how smells can trigger a memory from some time way in the past, isn't it?
And then...
And sounds, they trigger memories too, don't they?
And then she'd always make mashed potato into a nest for me lunch and stick a poached egg in it. Oh! Me mother used to say I were to eat up and shut up as Dotty thought it were a treat. I hated it. The only highlight that day were me wondering if her cat's ears had any feeling in them, and I got 2 pegs out of me auntie's old peg bag when they were nattering, and only just put one on one ear when the cat leapt 3 foot in the air, screeching.
That's a terrible thing to do, Edie, that poor cat.
Well, I know that now, and I got a right lathering for it, but at least I didn't get to go there ever again. So, result, no more overpowering minty hugs and no more potato yucky nests.
I heard a bell the other day and that took me back to me childhood and me trike. Do you remember having a trike to ride on? I had a blue one with chrome mudguards and a little bell on handlebars.
No, I had a cobbled-together wooden cart with string to steer it attached to old pram wheels. The number of times I got splinters in me bum from sitting on that. Painful, my childhood, painful.
Memories, eh? Anyway, are you buying anything from Craft Display, Edie? They got crocheted mats, tissue box covers and peg back... No, perhaps not...
Scared I'll test your ears, Eth.
You test them anyway, Edie.
I'll let that one go, Eth. Just find a spray that doesn't smell like squishing great minty hugs, will you?